Welcome. Parshat Re'eh opens the pasuk Re'eh Anochi Noten Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Klala. Look, I'm putting before you Bracha and Klala. And the next pasuk says, Im Tishva, if you keep the mitzvot, you get Bracha. And the following pasuk says, if you don't keep the mitzvot, you get Klala. So most people understand this as a kind of tanai, as a condition. Keep the mitzvot, get Bracha. Don't keep the mitzvot or do averot, you get klala. For Moshe Feinstein, in the opening for the Darash Moshe on the sixth parsha, is concerned with the word re'eh. What is this word re'eh? Look. What are we looking at? So he says the way to understand this word is that the Torah is telling you to pay attention. Those who keep the Torah and the mitzvot versus look at those who don't keep the Torah mitzvah. And if you have a discerning eye, you'll be able to notice the following important difference. Those who keep the Torah and the mitzvot, they end up enjoying life with all Hashem gave them. For them, life is a bracha. Gevalt, I get to enjoy all these brachas Hashem gave me. Those who don't keep the Torah mitzvot, life for them is a klala. How so? Because when they're lacking something, and they're always lacking something, they're focused on what they're lacking, and it's never enough. As we say that if you love money, lo yisbak kesef, no money will ever be enough for you. And they think that I earned everything I got, and therefore they're bothered when other people have more than them and better than them. So even though you're not lacking a house, and you have a very nice house, but because other people have a nicer house, you want a nicer house. And because, Moshe Feinstein's Lashon, Karnaya, Kar is a, he didn't have modern Hebrew, so you can say Rechevnaya, so he's a nicer car. So the fact that you want a nicer house or a nicer car is for you a klala on the same level as if you didn't have bread. Bread, meaning if you didn't have food on your table, that's a klala yoter gdola. That's the biggest curse in the world. And you didn't have bread, that's the biggest curse. But for you, who don't keep the Torah mitzvos, even the fact that your house isn't as nice as your friends, and your car isn't as nice as your friends, for you, that's a klal on the same level. So you're never going to enjoy life. Life for you is a klal, it's a curse. Ugh, I'm so miserable. I'm lacking. I always want more and more and more. I want better. Those that keep the Torah mitzvot understand these topics. Ben Buat, be happy with what I had. Hashem gives us so much shefa, so much bracha, and you learn to enjoy it. And that's what Moshe Feinstein is saying. Don't read these opening psukim as a tznai. Look, I gave you bracha klala. If you do the mitzvah, you get bracha. If you don't do the mitzvah, you get klala. But rather understand it as these are the facts. If you do what's the bracha? The bracha is doing the mitzvah. Re'eh anochi noten lechem bracha klala. What's the bracha? Im tishmo. If you do the mitzvah, shezeh atzma otze, sheyeh bracha lachem chom ashiyesh lachem. How are you going to have bracha in everything you do? By doing the mitzvah, you'll understand how everything is a bracha. And how are you going to have klala? By not doing the mitzvah. When you're not doing the mitzvah, you don't have these Torah values, so then everything in your life is going to be a klala. Oh, I wanted more, I wanted better, I wanted different. So don't understand it as a tznai. If you keep the Torah, you get bracha. If you don't keep the Torah, you get klala. But keeping the Torah, that's the bracha. Not keeping the Torah, that's the klala. So let us remember there's a very important lesson from the Darash Moshe to realize that keeping the Torah itself is the bracha, and the violation of the Torah, that's the klala. Shkayach.